Hey, we're so glad that you're joining us tonight. Just wanted to mention to you that this next year, you can be part of the story. Starting next Sunday, we're going to start kind of a one-year plan at Hope Church to go through the entire Bible. But how this works, it's kind of condensed. We don't take away from the Bible. It's not to replace the Bible, but it is in chronological order. And if you have never gone through the entire Bible, this is going to be exciting. And we don't make any money on these things. We just want you to have them. They're $7 if you want to pay it. If you don't, show up and have this. So this is coming next week. We're super, super excited about this. So it's Christmas, time for giving. And I've enjoyed over the years the legendary Neiman Marcus Christmas catalog. It has some pretty cool gifts in it. Let me show you one. This is a Humvee, and if you're looking for a gift, you can still get this $285,000, but it's electric. And it makes coffee, and it'll do all of the things that you need to do. So there's one gift. Now here's another one, maybe for the gals. This next one, you know, let me tell you about this diamond. You get to name it. I mean, for $6.1 million, you get to actually name this diamond. And you're thinking, I'm kind of more of a family person. What about the kids? I've got something for you right here. These are already done. You can go to London and spend 2 days and have an artist and somebody co-write a book for you. You get 25 copies. Yeah. And it's only 35 grand. So I took words from our grandson and I thought, okay, if we go this week, it's going to be, hey, Papa, do you know Sacagawea? Look, an excavator. That's a fast Mustang. Papa, drive faster. Your car is lazy. Can I have a cookie? I have to go potty. And then Sacagawea, whatever her name is, 20 more times. I mean, what kind of a book is that? All right, we've helped you with that. Let's back up 2,000 years. The first gifts were from the wise men. They were given to Jesus. But then if you were to pause there just for a moment, it really wasn't that gift of frankincense and gold and myrrh. The true first gift at Christmas was actually Christ. He came for you. He came for me to be our Savior. This is what the Bible says. And by the way, Pastor Kevin did a great job. I've never seen somebody read the Bible so fast, not drink a Gatorade, and continue to sing. I mean, he knew that chorus was coming. Blah, 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 blah. Amen. Hallelujah. We're like, man, bro, that was good. I'll read it just a little slower. Hi, baby. Yes. Yeah, come here, I'll give you a hug, but I have to read while we do it. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin... No. Yeah, you don't want to hug me. I know what you want. All right, you're going to have to read with me. A virgin shall give birth, and she will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel. Now get this, which means God with us. Christmas at best is you and me understanding that we're not alone.
Poppy,
that, yeah, baby.
Can I sit?
You want to sit? Yeah, go ahead. But over with Nana, not with the drums. Christmas is here to bring hope, to bring us the reality. I like what the late Billy Graham said. The very purpose of Christ coming into the world was that he might offer up his life as a sacrifice for us. He came to die that we may live. That's the heart of Christmas. Here's two other scriptures, and then we're gonna light our candles together. But I love these because this is what you can't find in the world. Our biggest problem is not the government. Our biggest problem is not that we have COVID. Our biggest problem is not that we don't. Our biggest problem is this. Christ came that we might have life, and we've never opened that gift and truly been able to enjoy it. Listen to what Jesus says. I leave you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give isn't fragile like the world gives. So don't be troubled or afraid. Matthew records these words in the Message Bible. Are you tired, worn out, burnt out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you can recover your life. I will show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me, work with me, watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Jesus says in John chapter 12, I am the light that has come into the world so that all who believe in me won't have to stay any longer in the dark. In a moment, we're going to light our candles. And let me just say, if you're the person whose candle's being lit, you turn yours, because what happens once in a while is we dump wax on people, and we don't want to do that. So if you're the one has the candle that's lit, hold yours like this, and the other people can do that so we don't dump wax on each other. And I read this prayer, and I like it. I'm going to invite the group up who's going to sing. They're going to sing another song with us. But I love this prayer that I read this week. It says this, Dear Jesus, it's Christmas Eve. Arguably one of the most pressure-laden, detail-heavy, relationship-stressing times of the year. We're so thankful that you've come to make peace in the chaos. Help our world, help our hearts. And I would add this, please God, be with us in these uncertain times. Thank you that you are Emmanuel.